Dial Daily Bread, Book 1. Chapter 359. The Greatest Love and Reconciliation Building Ministry on Earth. Queen Jezebel outright hated the prophet Elijah, but King Ahab probably feared him more than hated him. She was a non-Israelite. Her hatred was that of the wicked world against Christ. Ahab was capable of feeling guilty for his fear. The mass of the people were bewildered. Not one, with the possible exception of Obadiah, who hid some of the Lord's servants in a cave, had the courage to stand with the holy prophet of the Lord. Everybody except Elijah trembled on Mount Carmel. The air was charged with tension. Well might we all tremble today as we inexorably approach our rendezvous at our last day's Mount Carmel. It will be a preview of the last day of judgment, when the Apostle John says we shall all be judged by the one indispensable question: have you learned how to love with agape? Yes, he who does not love with agape does not know God. The newly sent Elijah's mission will be teaching God's people how to love. He will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers. That's his primary task, not administering lethal judgment. Elijah's mission will be the greatest love and reconciliation building ministry ever performed on earth since Pentecost. Satan can perform physical miracles. He is a very qualified orthopedic or cardiac surgeon, but reconciling alienated human hearts is a greater miracle. A 5 bypass in the operating theater may not bring husband and wife together again. Only Elijah can do that. But that's what he has come to accomplish, and if we condemn him like Jezebel and Ahab did and stubbornly disregard the fire that falls at Elijah's prayer, then must come the brook Kidron. Elijah was very patient for 3.5 years. Then came Carmel and the end of patience forever. God is infinite, but his patience is not. Let the one who trembles find comfort in Psalm 130. What makes one really fear is the awareness of his forgiveness.